What is your history with Jordan Palmer? Is it really fair to say you were with him at Elite 11?
Yes, worked with JP. Definitely 1 year I was a counselor, and he was obviously a counselor training some of the younger quarterbacks, and that was probably the main time I've had, you know, extensive period of time to work out with him and talk with him. I saw him in the offseason during the Super Bowl time up in New York as well, and just, you know, kind of catching up with him and, you know, seeing how things were going.
How many years have you known him? Possibly?
So I guess it'll make it 3 years now. So I think I was going into my junior year in college, so about 3 years.
How much of a benefit is it to have him around? Everybody talks about how good of a mentor, and he's almost like a coach on the field.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be great. You know, even today after practice, we had, you know, he brought up a couple of drills that we could do, and, you know, some stuff that I've never done and stuff I had never seen before, but I thought it was pretty cool. Ways to throw the ball while you're still conditioned at the same time. So I think the more experience he can, you know, bring to our room, the better.
Is it tough at all? I mean, you have your own personal quarterback coach. The team has a quarterback coach. Jordan Palmer is almost like a quarterback coach. Does it almost become like overloaded at some point?
Not really. I mean, you know, Todd Downing is my coach. You know what I mean? I work with Steve Calhoun, but he's not my coach. You know, obviously, I work with him in the offseason. But, you know, when my quarterback coach is Todd Downing. So he's the main person I talk to, the main person I listen to as far as what I need to do to get better and, you know, critiquing and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't really get too cluttered. Yeah.
DJ, coming out of the last game, coach had made a comment saying sometimes he thinks that you're trying to throw the perfect pass and almost aiming
right
instead of just throwing. When you review film, do you catch yourself doing that sometimes?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You know, I felt like I pressed, you know, after we had those first two series with turnovers, trying to make plays, and, you know, you can't do that. You know, as a quarterback, you have to truly just let it fall off your shoulder and just keep playing. You know, when I did go back and watch the film, statistically, I had a pretty good game, but nonetheless, the way it went, you know, just the drives early in the first half, and then going into the, you know, right before halftime, was very rough. But nonetheless, you know, the biggest thing I took from it is just you can't allow, you know, three series, however many series that aren't going well, going your way, even though it may not be something that you did, you can't allow it to affect your game. You know, you can't try to make plays that aren't there. You still have to go and just play the game. You can't force anything.
So knowing how cerebral a position, quarterback, I mean, you got to be thinking all the time.
No doubt.
How do you not think about, you know, your natural ability
yeah.
and just letting that happen?
That's the main thing. You just got to let it happen. You know, I think not necessarily the less you think, the better things will be, but, you know, it's kind of a balance. You know, it's a balance you have to find, and, you know, I think it was one of those situations, you know, I try to look at the positive out of it. I think it was a great learning situation for me to go through something like that, but nonetheless to come out in the second half and, you know, talk to the team and say, hey, look, guys, this is about respect. And even myself, I told myself, you got to come out here, you know, and I want to leave this field with my head high, my chest out and things like that, even though we didn't get a chance to win the game, but to still come off the field respectfully, I knew I wasn't going to play the whole second half. So I was very, you know, happy how we finished before I came out, but nonetheless, you have to limit all those errors.
That said, how much time might you be expecting this week on Thursday?
I'm not sure. Being that it's the last preseason game, I wouldn't expect to play a lot. Obviously, I really want to start focusing on Chicago, being that that's our first regular season game. That's the game we really need to come out rolling, you know, where we don't need to have any hiccups or anything like that. So I'm not sure.